In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that we have to be aware of false shepherds, of people who, false prophets rather, people who are dressed up like sheep, but underneath, he says, are ravenous wolves. We have lots and lots and lots of those people around today, and it's pretty obvious to be able to see them. Lots of them are on TV. We even have lots within the church, priests and bishops alike. But it's not just these people that we need to be aware of. There are so many different ways that we have false prophets that are giving us all kinds of bad information. But the problem is that the information they give us is often what we want to hear. And so that's where we really get confused. Because we know what the truth is, but if somebody comes along saying something that sounds a little more pleasant, and I'd rather hear that than the truth, then we tend to follow those people. Sometimes it's not quite as clear. For instance, we can look and say, well, we have sociologists who have done study after study after study, and they have proven over and over and over again that people who live together before they get married tend to fall, their marriage falls apart. And yet, kids go to college classes in sociology, and what do they tell them? You need to live together, because that's what's going to be good for you. It's like, really? Every study that you guys yourselves have done has proven just the opposite, but they lie. Same thing is happening. In the last year, 167 different studies have been done that demonstrate that masks do absolutely no good. In fact, with kids, they do a lot of harm. But what's happening now? New York, California, Fauci himself once again. We need to wear masks. Everybody needs to put a mask on. Remember, this is the man who stood up and said, I am science. Really? Everything scientific goes just directly against what you're saying. No, I'm political. I've got an agenda. Let's be honest, at least. But they're not. And we can look at some of those things and we can say, yeah, that's just stupidity. That's ridiculous. Of course they're false prophets. But we need to recognize that there are false prophets who aren't necessarily looking like these people. They sometimes look like our friends. Think of what happens in high school and college when people do exactly the thing that St. Paul was talking about. You used to do these things that you're now ashamed of. And think what happens. They pressure their friends. They pressure the innocent kids. Oh, you need to do this. You should go out and get drunk. You need to take these drugs. This is so cool. This is so fun. You need to be out doing immoral things because this is the greatest. Yeah, and now you look back and go, how disgusting. I'm ashamed of what I did. But boy, back then you thought it was great. That's where we look at it and say, even these kinds of people are false prophets. But then there's another kind of false prophet today. And it's peer pressure. Think about what's going on. 98% of people who call themselves Catholic, who are of childbearing age, are either contracepting or they're sterilized. 98%. It's a mortal sin. But how often do we hear that anymore? When's the last time that our shepherds have actually stood up and told us that this is a mortal sin? And in fact, even among the bishops, when the question came up, they said, well, you can't tell people they can't go to communion. Like, it's a mortal sin. What are you talking about? Going to communion in a state of mortal sin is a sacrilege. Oh, no, 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 no. But all we have to do is look at what's going on. We've got these so-called Catholic politicians. You know, when they have to tell you that they're Catholic, it's pretty obvious that they're not. Everybody would be able to know if they were, so they have to keep saying, I'm a good Catholic. And then, of course, I vote for abortion every time that it comes along. Finally, we had a bishop, one, that stood up and said, Mrs. Pelosi, you can't go to communion. What'd she do? She went to the Vatican and they said, oh, you can go to communion. The Vatican said regarding Biden, it's on his conscience. It's up to his conscience. We can't tell him that he can't go to communion. Hogwash. False prophets, fake shepherds. But you see, what happens in our humanness is that we're willing to look at some of these people as long as they're saying what we want to hear. And we're going to say, but Father Groovy said so. Well, I don't care what Father Groovy said. What did the Lord say? You see, we have made quite a way of getting around the Ten Commandments. There is no getting around the Ten Commandments, but again, the false prophet, everyone is doing it. And so we use God's name all the time because social media has made it cool. And it's all okay because everyone's doing it. I don't think there were any exceptions in the Ten Commandments. Third commandment, oh, soccer's on Sunday. We need to go to soccer. After all, my kid might become a professional soccer player. Really? I haven't met one yet, but I've met a lot of them that don't go to church because, well, they have to go to soccer. They signed up. They're on the team after all. Well, guess what? They got baptized. They're on the team. They're supposed to be at church. But you see, the false prophet says, no, we don't need that because this is more important. Now, in our words, we would say, oh, no, no, Mass is far more important than soccer. But as our moms all told us, actions speak louder than words. And so if we decide to go to soccer instead of Mass, we're saying that soccer is far more important than God. Isn't that exactly what Jesus talked about in the gospel reading today? Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. So we could go through all 10 of the commandments and we can look at how people are violating them on a daily basis and justifying why it's okay for them to do that. It's not. We can't even say, well, you know, the Ten Commandments, I mean, God gave those 3,500 years ago, so we know a lot better now. No, the truth hasn't changed. Neither has God, because he is the truth. And so there's no change. Jesus spoke 2,000 years ago. What are we going to say? Well, they didn't have soccer 2,000 years ago on the Sabbath, so, you know. Do you really think Mary and Joseph would have taken our Lord to a soccer game on the Sabbath if there was one? I can pretty much guarantee what the answer to that is. No. So we need to quit justifying our sins. But you see, the reason why we justify them is exactly what St. Paul was talking about in the first reading today. We're slaves to the sin. Think of people who are addicted to anything, whatever it is. Just ask them. They'll tell you the same answer. I could give it up anytime. Right. So do it. I don't want to. You can't. Because you're addicted and you want to be addicted. You're a slave to the sin. We all are. Let's admit it. We all carry this little false prophet around that doesn't look like a regular false prophet. It's kind of rectangular in shape, and it looks just like a smartphone. And we spend hours and hours and hours and hours allowing the prophet to talk to us, and we're willing to do anything it tells us to do. We need to look at where our sins are. You see, we're dealing with a lot of this these days. And lots of people trying to justify why it's okay. And it's not. But you know, again, if we just look at what's happened over the last couple of years, our own bishops went along with the government and said, going to Mass is not a necessity. Isn't it amazing here in Minnesota, having an alcohol store open was a necessity. Going to church was not. In the states where they said marijuana is legal, they said, no, the places that sell marijuana, that's a necessity as well. They have to stay open. But going to Mass, that was forbidden. And people got the message loud and clear, because all of a sudden the bishop said, well, now we need to start going to Mass again. The people said, if it wasn't necessary, I don't have to go. And a whole bunch of them didn't come back because it's not necessary. The problem is that just because some bishop or priest said it doesn't make it true. And that's been a problem for years. I've literally talked to people who told me they go from priest to priest to priest to priest in confession until they finally find the one that tells them what they want to hear. Oh, it's okay for you to do that because... No, it's a mortal sin. It's not okay to do that. Well, but Father Groovy said it was okay. So as long as he said it was okay, it's like, yeah, but five other priests told you it's not. Well, yeah, but he said it is. So the priest said so. So it's time that we stop and say, wait a minute, who are we going to listen to? We have a shepherd. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. They hear me and they listen and they follow me. Are we listening to his voice? Do we even want to hear his voice? Because we have lots of false prophets, lots of talking heads on the TV, lots of people who want to tell us whatever their agenda is that they want to hear. And it's a bunch of garbage. And yet we eat it up. Now you could look at somebody like me, and people have done this for years, and go, we don't need to listen to him, he's nuts. All right, I'll give you that, I probably am. But listen to Jesus, which, by the way, his own family said the same thing. He's insane. So is that what we want to think of him? You see, when we decide that God is insane, we're really in trouble. That tells us that we think that our sins are rational. They're good. We like them. St. Paul said that we're no longer slaves to sin, but we become slaves to God. Now, we need to be careful when we think of that, because as Americans, when we think of slavery, we think of the violations of human dignity that happened here when people were forced into slavery. No, we're not talking about that. This is a freely chosen slavery. Our sins are all freely chosen. But St. Paul is saying, okay, look, you put that aside. Now you've chosen to be a slave to God. By being a slave to God means I have freely chosen to do God's will. I'm going to strive for holiness. I'm going to live a good, upright, and moral life. That's what it is to be a slave to God, not an abject thing that's going to violate our dignity. No, but rather freely chosen charity. That's what being a slave to God is. That's what we're called to. That's what St. Paul is telling us, this point of putting our sins behind and turning to the Lord, is to be able to live according to that freely chosen charity, that love for God. So that's what each and every one of us is called to. We've got lots and lots of voices that are out there that are false. Some of them even going so far, I mean, there are right now millions of people who want to be able to say, all you have to do is just simply believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're going to heaven. He said, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, is going to go to the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father. So if we're going to give him lip service and say, but let me sin instead, I want to be a slave to my sin, I don't want to give up my sins, because after all, God is merciful, right? It is true that God is merciful, but that doesn't mean he's going to tolerate our sins. We have to repent And if we repent, we can receive the mercy of God. But if we don't repent, we're leaving ourselves outside of the mercy of God. We're saying something else is more important. So that's the choice each one of us has to make. So if we want the actual freedom of the children of God, it is to make ourselves the slave of God. Because remember, God wants only what's best for us. God is love. He only wants the best, and therefore, if we're free, if we're slaves of God, we have freely chosen to do what is best. What more would you want? God doesn't want to violate you. God doesn't want even what's second best for you. He wants only the very best for you. So if you choose to do the will of God, to say, I will be a slave of God, you're saying, I'm going to choose what's best. All these sins are clearly not best for me. They hurt me. They violate me. I choose to violate my own self when I do them. Again, it's a point that St. Paul made. We used to think that these things were great. Now we're ashamed of them. So if we're ashamed of them, they weren't good for us when we thought that they were great. And whatever it is that we're doing now, where we're following a false prophet, where we're following something that's wrong, it's not good for us either. The truth and charity are what are good for us. So that's what we want to strive for. That's the choice we need to make. That's what's put before each one of us. Where are we going to put our allegiance? We can choose to be a slave to sin, or we can choose to be a slave of the Lord. It is just that simple. If you'd say, well, I don't want to be a slave to either one, well, then you've chosen to be a slave to sin because you said, I'm just going to do it for myself. I will be the arbiter of truth. I will be the one who makes. Well, then you become a slave to your own will, to your own inclinations, which means you become a slave to sin. So we need to make the choice truly for God, not just to give him lip service, but to do the will of our Heavenly Father. That's the point that Jesus is making for us in the Gospel today. So that's the choice that's put before us. We live in a society, thousands of voices of false prophets, but we have the one who is our real shepherd, the Good Shepherd. So let's listen to his voice and let's follow him and not just give him lip service, but truly strive to do the will of our Heavenly Father.